A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon, KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
It is developing news. The nation is grieving this morning after a mass shooting in a Texas elementary school that killed over 20 people, and most of them were kids.
Police are right now trying to figure out what led to this act by an 18-year-old gunman. We begin our team coverage with ABC's Jim Ryan in Uvalde, Texas.
The tragic count stands at 21 dead, 19 children and two teachers, and many other kids living with the emotional havoc of watching their friends die. Jordan Ligas is in the fourth grade.
That could have been me. I could have got shot too. But then that's when I finally realized, that's when I started crying.
Investigators believe that 18-year-old Salvador Ramos shot and killed his grandmother before loading his guns into his truck and driving to the school. He would later die in a shootout with police. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Uvalde, Texas.
The suspected gunman in the Texas school shooting was a high school student himself and attended a school right there in Uvalde. This morning, we're hearing from some of his classmates.
He was always eerie. There's just something about him. You could tell the vibes from him. It was like more of a vibe thing than how he acted.
The student says the suspect was quick to get into arguments with others and would post about it on social media.
We're learning more about the victims' families.
Among the victims identified so far, 10-year-old Xavier Lopez, a fourth grader.
He liked baseball. He liked soccer. When his parents had barbecues, he was always the last of the party. He always liked dancing.
And fourth grade teacher Eva Morales. She was one of two teachers killed. A woman whose daughter was taught by Morales says she always went the extra mile in class.
With Eva, with Miss Morales, it was just beyond. It was more than anybody else has ever poured into my child.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting.
Utah's political leaders are responding to the deadly school shooting in Texas. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris joins us live with the details. Martha?
Tim, Senators Mike Lee and Mitt Romney both say they're praying for those affected, but Romney says he knows his condolences are grossly inadequate and we have to find answers. Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall says as a mother, she can't imagine what too many parents are going through because of gun violence. And Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson says many elected officials are ready to take action to end gun violence. The Utah House Democrats also call for action and say Americans need to take responsibility for failed policies. Reporting live, Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
The debate over how to prevent gun violence is once again a focus in Washington, D.C.
With the issue of gun control now front and center ahead of the midterm elections, many believe the path forward can be found in so-called red flag laws. Those laws would open the door for officials to identify someone who's potentially dangerous and either confiscate their weapons or block them from buying one.
ABC's Ike Ajachi reporting.
This shooting brings up difficult memories for mom, Michelle Gay. 10 years ago, her family was living in Connecticut when a gunman entered Sandy Hook Elementary. Gay's daughter was killed.
We're just brokenhearted all over again for our own loss and experiences, but more than anything, for those families and for that community.
KSL-TV's Debbie Worthen reports that after the Sandy Hook shooting, Gay co-founded Safe and Sound Schools. The nonprofit doesn't focus on gun policies, but rather on community emergency management and physical and emotional safety.
Local leaders are reminding people to use the Safe UT app to report a crisis. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
App officials report at least once a day some sort of a threat of school violence is thwarted by a tip to the Safe UT app.
Our master's level counselors are able to work 24/7 around the clock with school administrators and with local law enforcement to investigate the credibility of these threats and make sure that appropriate preventative measures are taken.
The app's director, Rachel Lusinski, says having it doesn't make Utah immune to something like what happened in Texas, but it does promote people being aware of warning signs, something she says is almost always true of school shooters.
But it takes constant awareness and vigilance, as well as compassion and support for people.
Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now in the 7 o'clock report. How are we doing out there, Andy?
We are doing okay on I-15 through Salt Lake County. No delays yet, but got a tip from a listener about a crash at 4500 South and State Street in Murray. Westbounders really struggling to get to and through the intersection going over towards I-15. But there's also eastbound and delay and northbound two lanes blocked at that intersection. Traffic on the 201 freeway backed up in Magna and starting to slow near Redwood Road as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com.
A new piece of information we learned this morning from the Texas Department of Public Safety is that all the victims at Robb Elementary School were in one classroom.
Here's an interview on CNN with Lieutenant Chris Olivares, and a warning. Some of the details are difficult to hear.
What more details can you give me about that moment inside, which I presume is the first classroom he went into?
Right. So, of course, the initial group of officers that were on scene, at that point, they were at a point of disadvantage because the shooter was able to barricade himself inside that classroom. There was not sufficient manpower at that time. And their primary focus was to preserve any further loss of life. So they started breaking windows around the school and trying to rescue and evacuate children and teachers while that was going on. At that point, we had a specialized tactical team arrive comprised of federal officers, local police officers as well. They made forcible entry into that classroom. One of those officers was met with gunfire. He was shot. Non-life-threatening injury. And at that point, they're able to shoot and kill the shooter.
All the injuries and fatalities took place in one classroom?
That's correct.
So it was one classroom that the shooter barricaded himself in, and that's where all the deceased wounded are.
Right, so it was a classroom setting. He was able to make entry into that classroom, barricade himself by locking the door, and just started shooting children and the two teachers that were inside that classroom. Just goes to show you the complete evil from this shooter.
Be sure to stay with KSL News Radio as we continue to update this story as soon as new information becomes available.
KSL Weather Now with Matt Johnson. Temperatures across the Beehive State are getting ready to soar.
We've got a summer-like high-pressure system moving into the west, and this will be our first trip into the 90s. For folks who have kids or pets, do not leave them in the cars, even if it's for 10 minutes. If the outside temperature is 90 degrees, in just 10 minutes, the temperature inside that car is 110. After 20 minutes, the temperature has now risen to 120.
Matt says we're expecting to reach 91 tomorrow, followed by 87 on Friday. For Memorial Day, we're expecting showers.
A mother is asking for help after West Jordan police say her 13-year-old daughter got into a car with a stranger on Saturday. A camera saw Isabella Kidman leaving near 7600 South Redwood Road with an unknown male in his light blue SUV. Police say she is missing and endangered, and to call them if you have any information.
Graduates at Jordan District High Schools will be allowed to wear leis and other cultural symbols. The school board voted to change its longstanding policy last night after hearing from the public. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas says it's just for this year, though.
The board heard from dozens of people who argued that the flower garlands and other cultural symbols are meant to show the students' pride in their heritage. Fatima Al-Saidi told KSL-TV's Lauren Steinbrecher she wants to wear a keffiyeh, a patterned scarf that's part of her Arab heritage.
For those people who think this is going to be a culture fest when it comes to graduation, we're asking for at least just one thing to represent our ancestors and family.
The board voted to allow the change this year, but it says it wants to take a closer look at the policy next year before it makes a permanent change. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.